We're approaching the holiday season, and it's important to know where these holidays originally came from. Years ago, are the original religions, the pagan religions, that were originally Satanist, I mean, what is called Satanist today, Lammas, Hallowmas, Samhain, Halloween, Candlemas, the Feast of Light and Fire, and then Christmas. The Christians stole that from the Yule season of the winter solstice, and they put Christmas there. And everything in the Christian religion has been stolen from the original religions that preceded it from hundreds to thousands of years from all around the world. And they've not only stolen these holidays and everything in the Bible, but they've corrupted it. And they've destroyed so much original knowledge that the original religions had, and they replaced it with a false and alternative history. The gift giving and the tree, the Yule tree, and the baking, cooking, partying, and family get-togethers and everything, that goes way back before Christianity. And Christianity stole this so that they can have control and further their lies. The Yule season has nothing to do with the Nazarene. And a lot of people like atheists and people who reject Christianity feel that they shouldn't celebrate this time of year. Well, by all means, we should. And actually, the Christian religion, they're trying to phase out, you know, like Santa Claus, which actually is an anagram of Satan, Santa, Satan, and Old Nick, Saint Nick. And they're trying to phase all of that out and replace it gradually, which they do when things are done insidiously. We don't really notice them, as opposed to when, you know, something just hit, like, all of a sudden, you know, a major change. They do things little by little so that people don't notice it. And then they replace the truths with lies. And they've done this for centuries. And they're trying to phase out, like, the Santa Claus and everything else, like the Jehovah's Witnesses do, and replace it with the Nazarene. Of course, they don't celebrate anything. And even their once a year where they have the only holiday the Jehovah's Witnesses do celebrate is supposed to be the Last Supper, that Nazarene, which, I mean, if you look at the paintings, Leonardo's painting of the Last Supper, he was trying to portray a very important message across. It's obvious those people weren't free in those days, to where there were the 12 signs of the zodiac, to where they're all grouped together, the Nazarene and the disciples, they're grouped together, and he was trying to get a message across that this is false and that it's a lie. Well, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they claim that, you know, they're the real thing, you know, while they're close to the real Christian religion, because they have nothing of their own. You know, they don't celebrate birthdays, they don't celebrate Christmas, you know, they don't celebrate the other things that say that, you know, other Protestants, Catholics, whatever, do celebrate. And they're such hypocrites that Last Supper, whatever, is based on the lunar cycle. So, I mean, you know, there isn't anything that they can actually get away from in the Christian religion that they can't say wasn't stolen from the pagan religions. And even the Jehovah's Witnesses, and they claim to be so holier than thou, you know, and they have the Psychiatric Association of America in Maryland, they had this hospital, this mental hospital, and there were so many Jehovah's Witnesses in it, they called one of these buildings the Watchtower, which shows, you know, where Christianity's at. But getting back to the holidays, it's important to celebrate and keep our religion alive. You know, do the baking, the partying, and have fun, gift giving, tree decorating, the Yule log, all that stuff, drinking, indulgence, because that's real Satanism, and that's what they're trying to get rid of that and, you know, replace it. But that's our roots. That is our original religion, and that's where all this came from. Easter is another one. Easter actually is a variation of Ashtar. And Easter was stolen from the goddess Ashtaroth, and they labeled her into a demon. She's a very popular goddess, as most of us know, and she's very close to Satan, and I'm sure some of you have seen her, as I have, and she's very friendly to Satanists. And her symbol was the rabbits and the eggs, so that's where you get the Easter bunny. Everything associated with Satan is fun or is pleasurable. You can enjoy yourself. Satan is a very positive being. and also, she's a goddess of fertility. She had many different titles in different areas where she was worshipped and known. She's also a warrior goddess. But as the goddess of fertility, Easter actually is estrus. That's why it's associated with rabbits and eggs. And estrus is when animals go into heat in their mating season. So, actually, you know, the Lamb of God, with the Christians stole this and corrupted it, is actually the Lamb, the spring Lamb of Aries. The sign of Aries, the Ram, the birth of the Lamb, which indicates the new year ahead of us. But it's important for us as Satanists to celebrate and keep these holidays alive, and not only keep them alive, but honor Satan during these times of year, because these originated from him. These originated from the original religions, which are of Satan. They didn't originate with the Christian religion. I mean, everything in the Christian religion is false. So, you know, go party and have fun and indulge yourself and enjoy yourself. And even if you're by yourself, you know, do a ritual to Satan, or just, you know, do something for yourself at this time of year. You know, the Christians are the ones that have ruined it. And, you know, we need to keep this alive and take back what's ours. Hail Satan!